Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thank you for doing that. This is 1187A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, yes, the B's are great guests. And we have one for you today, one of my favorite authors, Gary Tobbs, on rethinking diabetes and why we're getting it, in his view, and in many views, all wrong. The first set is a set of questions we got, and we get every week, almost every week, questions. And by the way, you can send me questions at Dr. Mike RealAge. DrMikeRealAge@gmail.com, label it questions, and I'll get to it one way or another. But this is questions we get about prostate treatment, benign prostate treatment, that is, treatment for benign prostatic hypertrophy. Before I go to that, I should say that we are sponsored, as usual, by Life's First Naturals, lifesfirstnaturals.com. The makers of both Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum, two things that are really beneficial for those of us over the age of 50, in my opinion. You can go to lifesfirstnaturals.com and see the data, double-blind, randomized control data on how good they are. The longevityplaybook.com. Go and sign up for the free newsletter. Take the actual age test. Take the skin age test, and in fact, go and enjoy it very much. But sign up for the free newsletter, and you'll find out about coffee in the library. So go to the library. There are over 150, I think there are now close to 180 subjects carefully reviewed that you can look at and find out which are beneficial and which aren't, and for whom, and is it for you? That's longevityplaybook.com. I'm down here in Florida lecturing at a wealth management conference, so my voice is a little hoarse. I apologize, but the good news is I've got coffee to keep it in tune. So as long as you don't mind me having a few swigs of coffee, we'll get through and to the incredibly important news today. First, let's cover benign prostatic hypertrophy. What is it? It is enlargement of your prostate that squeezes the tube between your bladder and the outside world. So it's how you urinate. And what happens is the prostate, which surrounds this, so in the bladder collects the urine, and it's a muscular bladder wall, so you can pee out of it, but the bladder collects the urine, and when you urinate or pee, that goes through a tube called the urethra, which goes out in the men, the penis. Now, this is a no embarrassment zone. We're using a lot of terms, medical terms, but there is no embarrassment on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. What does the prostate do? It makes seminal fluid. The fluid that surrounds your sperm helps nourish your sperm, helps them gain strength so they can fertilize an egg or swim and protect them from other sperm. That's one of the incredible things. You have a football team of actors in your sperm. Some are tackles or guards. That is crazy, right? Provide the way for the running back sperm or the quarterback sperm to get to the egg. Some are defensive men that knock out the others that are trying to get there. Some are even safeties, if you will, capturing the sperm that go through but aren't yours. And some miraculous thing that we actually have pregnancies So that's one of the jobs of the seminal fluid, to nourish those sperm, give them the nutrients and energy to do their job. What happens as you get older, these cells keep enlarging, and they may impinge on that tube. That means the flow of urine is less, which means you may not empty your bladder totally, which means you may get up at night to urinate or have hesitancy in starting the stream or dribbling at the end of the stream. Those are what we call LUTS, lower urinary tract symptoms. And we normally start pills for those who want them and are willing to tolerate the side effects of these. And there are three large categories of pills. There are really four. The fourth is one that has mixed reviews. It's beta-sitosterol. You see it in over-the-counter preparations. The prescription preparations, and by the way, when I said mixed reviews, some people find great results, some find no, but it is the active ingredient of the over-the-counter preparations is the beta-sitosterol, so you want to look for that on the label. It's a fat, but it is an effective fat at curing, apparently, prostate growth in some people. The three treatments medically, and next week we'll talk about surgical treatments, and then we'll do, I get a lot of questions about breast cancer, so we'll do those in the following weeks. But by far, I get most questions about medical treatments for prostate cancer. There are three: alpha adrenergic receptor blocking drugs. And the second, by the way, one is prazosin, one is tamsulosin. Those are the common ones. And there are, the second category is the 5 alpha reductase inhibitors. Those block the conversion of dihydrotestosterone. And we'll cover those and the side effects in a second. And the third are the phosphodiesterase inhibitors, such as Cialis, taking a small dose, 5 milligrams daily. So, problem with the alpha adrenergic blocking drugs, they are very efficacious and they seem to have fewer side effects, but some of the side effects are dizziness and tiredness, especially dizziness on getting up. And the first time you take them, if you're going to have a cataract, you want to stop them apparently before cataracts, because they call intraoperative floppy iris syndrome. So not good for people who need their cataracts out. And again, the cardiovascular risk of dizziness. In the 5 alpha reductase, they cause retrograde ejaculation and the sexual side effects. Some people don't like that if they're having routine sex, which I hope you're having no matter what your age. So we check on that. And if you are, we usually don't prescribe that. The third of the medical treatments is what we call the phosphodiesterase inhibitors. The largest one, of course, is daily Cialis, 5 milligrams. It used to be that insurance companies wouldn't pay for that, but they now do. And the reason we didn't prescribe it much was because insurance companies didn't pay for it much. And they now do, with the cost of that drug being lower. So those are the three medical therapies for benign prostatic hypertrophy. And as I said, next week we'll cover the surgical ones. The top medical stories of the week: gynecomastia in men is linked to an increased risk of death. That's our Well Beyond Wellness story. Pregnancy-linked depression increases suicide risk for women sevenfold, huge, for years after. Substance use disorder is present after, among survivors of cancer, but really varies on what type of cancer. Turns out people who have cancers, well, we'll get to that in a second. And outdoor artificial light at night is tied to macular degeneration, advanced macular degeneration. What does that mean? It means you really want to have no outdoor light at night or no artificial light at night. Instead, use red light if you're going to use any. And ear infections can delay a child's speech. And if you will, breastfeeding helps keep your child at a lower weight for a long time. Those are the keys for this week. Let's go through those in a little detail now just to tell you what they mean and so I can clarify some of them. The first story we talked about is the Well Beyond Wellness story, is the one where it was that gynecomastia in men, that is breast growth in men, is tied to an increased risk of all causes of death. And how much of a risk? About a 40% increase in all-cause mortality in the 16,000 men that exhibited this in the Copenhagen study. Pregnancy risk for women, if they have depression during pregnancy, for the 18 years after delivery, the suicide risk is increased substantially. The risk increases in the sevenfold range, increased risk of suicide in the first 2 years. And after that, it goes down to about a twofold increase. But that's huge. That's a doubling. Remember, in America, we have that great line, the suicide helpline, 988. All you have to remember, 988 to get help. And in the substance use disorder, if people had substance use related cancers, they had lung cancer from smoking, or they had throat or esophageal cancer, often from alcohol or tobacco or other substance uses, those people were at risk of substance use disorders after their cancer was over if they were given opioids during it. So cancers of the larynx, trachea, and lung cancers, as well as it's mainly head and neck cancers, had the highest substance use disorders if they were given opioids during it. What about this is a wellness foreplay study segment, and that is that outdoor artificial light at night is tied to advanced macular degeneration. And this is a increase in risk ratio between 55% and 80%. And it is amazing. It is in urban areas. What does that mean? It means make sure you have dark shades on your window and exclude all nighttime artificial light. And in your own bedroom, make sure you have red wavelength light. You know, you can buy them very inexpensively. Just go to the Christmas stores or the stores that sell Christmas lights. Even Home Depot and Lowe's have them. And just get the red Christmas lights, and that's red wavelength light. Pretty easy to do. And I think those are the main stories of the week. Remember, if you have benign prostatic hypertrophy, make sure you talk to your urologist about the different drugs and different side effects so you can pick ones you want to choose. As far as ear infections, yeah, that's another story. This is Well Beyond Wellness. It can delay a child's speech. So make sure that if your child has a ear infection, they get treated appropriately for it so that they don't have a delay in their speech. Those are the stories this week. Again, we are brought to you by Life's First Naturals. Life's First Naturals, the makers of both TruBiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, lifesfirstnaturals.com, and you can see the randomized double-blind studies. You can also see those on the site of our other sponsor, the longevityplaybook.com, where you can sign up for a free newsletter. But at Longevity Playbook, you can't order the medicine the way you can at lifesfirstnaturals.com. That's why we like to see the data there so much. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. We hope you are as well. Thanks again.